Rain showers and higher humidity have slowed fire activity in the state, but there are still more than 90 active, 14 of which are staffed. Fire Information Officer Pete Buist says the wet weather has not been enough so far to significantly hamper the fire's advance.
We've had a little bit of moisture, and that helps with fine fuels, but certainly the heavier stuff is still very, very dry.
Two blazes northwest of Fairbanks along the Elliott Highway are getting more attention. Buse says the Cascaden and Applegate fires have grown to cover nearly 30,000 acres in recent days.
Both those fires have made significant runs at the Elliott Highway and have crossed and blocked the highway at times.
Buse says there are several pockets of development along the Elliott where a beefed-up force of over 160 firefighters are doing structure protection on private properties scattered from Livengood west to Eureka and Manly. He says if the Cascaden fire continues to grow, it could impact the Trans-Alaska Pipeline and the Dalton Highway. Another fire north of Healy is also getting additional attention. Buse says the Popovich fire east of the Parks Highway is burning in steep country near the vicinity of the Usabelli coal mine.
Our objective is to try and protect Usabelli and minimize any negative impact we might have on mining operations in that area. And the other important consideration on that fire is it's in an area where there are coal seams and occasionally they're exposed. And we want to make very sure that we don't get fire into those coal seams because those darn things go forever and ever.
50 firefighters are working the 2,000-acre fire, Buist says. Bulldozers are hoping to establish a line on the fire's western edge, while burnout operations are planned on the fire's southern edge.